Hayes USD 49 schools have kicked off their school year, and Hayes Middle School Principal Tom Albert says things are going pretty well. He stops by to share some of the details with us on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It feels like it's been about 8 weeks ago, but I don't know for sure the time frame. But yeah, we're for sure a month into it in terms of if you take the half days and for the half weeks out of it. But it's going great. It's really been a great year for us. We're excited. We have about 700, just give you a little bit of highlight. Our enrollment's down a little bit more than what we expected, but we have 722 kids. We were at 730 at Flex Weights. That'll probably pop back up, you know. Sometimes just kids they go and then they come back, or we have kids move in. We still have a couple of big classes. Eighth grade has 246 students. Seventh grade's 254. Our sixth grade's down from what we expected, 222. But I have heard that the fifth grade class is bigger than I expected, so that always just averages out. We're full force in the activities. Some really cool facts for us. We have 88 football players between seventh and eighth grade. That's the largest number in Coach Haney's era, and since this is my fourth year in my era as well, and our eighth grade's off to a great start. They're 2-0. Our seventh grade's 0-2, but lost a close one the first and second games. They're getting better. Cross country, we have 28 runners. We've had lots of success with individual runners there. We have 18 cheerleaders, which is really cool. 36 volleyball players. Our seventh and eighth grade teams are very strong. They've done very well. Our robotics club is now going, so we have several kids that are involved in robotics club after school. And yesterday, our seventh and eighth grade marching band went down to the Kansas State Fair, and they competed with 38 other schools, 34 of them high school, and they finished fourth. They won the junior high division, and they were in fourth, so they took out 30 other high school bands. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say right now that our middle school marching band is national champions, right?
Perfect.
And things are going well academically-wise for us. The students are showing that they're ready to be back. I want to knock on wood because it's been a great start to the year. And that's a credit to our staff. It's a credit to all of our staff, from our teachers to our para support to our secretaries, custodians, our lunchroom staff. We are a little shorthanded with some people in terms of trying to get some positions filled. And so everyone stepped up, and that's been fun to watch because that's the motto, is to make sure we help each other out. And that's been going great for us.
Excellent. You know, on the academic side of things, we've heard quite a bit about the academic slide just because of everything that happened last year. You know, nothing specific even in your school, just kind of general. But how are the students? I mean, do you see that in the school, or are yours a little bit ahead, kind of good shape?
So two years, not last year, but the year before, everyone had to, We stopped the last 9 weeks, and so we had to adapt on the fly, and we knew that we were going to be a little behind on that part. Last year, because we were in school, and we were lucky in this part of the state where most of the schools were in session, and we had kids in school every day, that was huge. And we saw that students might be a little behind, and we even with all the things that happened last year, we had some of those things go on. But in the summer, we offered summer school, which we had never been able to do before. And that was fantastic. We saw things there that we had not seen before. It went so well for us, and it went so well for our students and our teachers that we are going to bring it back really permanently. And teachers raved about how it went well for those kids that needed help. And the students talked about how they really enjoyed it because it was that one-on-one thing that they'd not seen before, small class sizes. And so we just felt like that was positive for us to help kids get back on track. And we're rolling now. And we're still trying to help those kids that still might have a little bit of areas where they might be behind, but we're seeing growth, and we're doing things with our school in terms of assessing, trying to find out if they're struggling. We're getting them into classrooms to help them make up the things that they're behind on. We still offer after-school help from 3:15 to 4, and it's fun to see anywhere from 20 to 25 students in our library after school. They do not have to be there, but they want to be there. We have two teachers that work with them, and it gets them to make sure that they're caught up on their homework or if they're behind because they've been sick or whatever. And so those things are going on. We have an academic seminar every day, which is a chance for kids to get help and work on homework time. I think it's a slow process, but we're getting to where we are starting to feel like we're back to close to being where we were.
Very good. You know, I wanted to just ask this one last question before we go. You know, this week the district changed the mitigation policies and kind of that escalating scale. I wonder, you know, have you heard any feedback from the students or parents on that, good or bad?
I haven't heard anything, but the good news, and again, I'm going to knock on your counter here. The good news at Hayes Middle is we've just been very lucky. We haven't had a lot of that. We haven't had a lot of sickness, which means we haven't had a lot of exposure. And so I haven't had to even really talk to anyone about it. But it is a district thing, and it is a thing that this is through the county and through our county health. And the good news is that we're allowing kids the ability to stay in school, which is super important. And being given that opportunity makes a big difference for the teachers, the students, and the morale. Kids seem to handle that very well. They're just hoping that we don't have to get that threshold. But, you know, if we do, kids have demonstrated they can do it and that they handle it very well. Like this summer, we offered kids to wear masks or not to wear masks. And I was amazed at how many chose to wear masks, which was really neat. And the ones that didn't, it was fine. And they just, you know, but if we ask a kid to wear a mask, I don't think that they haven't shown any problem with that. So we're lucky where we are. But I think it's a good measure in terms of trying to keep it from spreading. So
excellent. Well, sir, any last thoughts before we go?
Well, I just would throw out there to all the middle school parents, if they're listening, at least the two or three that are listening, that again, we'd love to hear from you. And the way that we would like to have parent input is to come to our Falcon Parent Squad, which is our site council. And it's the first Monday of every month. And if you just look at your emails, we send an email out reminding parents when that is, but we would take any and all parents because we'd love to hear. And that's part of the process. And that's how we do it as well.